Welcome to the Movies on the Brain podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Brian C. Wood, and with me today is my good friend Jim from IGN. How are you doing this afternoon, Jim?
Hey, how are you guys doing today? Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. So let's dive right in. Oscar season is upon us. The 90th annual Academy Awards will be presented in early March. The nominations have been presented. What were your takeaways from the nominations? What was one thing that you thought really took you by surprise?
Well, I mean, I have to say, I didn't think there were many like huge surprises. I think I was probably bummed that Blade Runner 2049 was only kind of recognized below the line stuff, but I can't say I was super surprised by that. I think Phantom Thread kind of coming back into the conversation and with so many nominations did kind of it impressed me, I guess, because it seemed like it had left that conversation a couple of weeks ago. I hadn't heard anyone really kind of pegging it for anything. It seemed like once it opened up in limited release, the conversation about that movie seemed to be over. I know a lot of people who liked it but didn't love it. But, you know, it's certainly the Academy voters seemed to dig it. They gave it a lot of nominations, including Best Director for Paul Thomas Anderson, so that, you know, in a slot that could have gone to a number of different people, whether it was, you know, for Mudbound or The Post or, you know, I, Tonya, you know, Three Billboards, like, you know, so that, I guess that surprised me, but it's not a bad movie. I liked it, but I don't think it's of that crop of Best Picture nominees. I think it probably could have gotten edged out.
I was surprised considering that I actually thought that The Master was a better film from him.
Yeah.
And it got snubbed.
Yeah.
But I think you kind of spoke to that on your movies podcast, the IGN Movie Show, about how maybe even though the dynamics of the voting blocks have changed, some things remain the same.
Well, it's also, I think, you know, the hype, oh, it's Daniel Day-Lewis's final film, so he says, you know, maybe that did something there too to kind of, you know, edge it out. They probably want to make sure Day-Lewis shows up for the party, you know.
Yeah.
They want to have one last hurrah with the guy, maybe.
Yeah. So what was something that you were disappointed in besides Blade Runner 2049, which I'm personally hoping gets Dinkins a cinematographer Oscar finally?
Well, I mean, I really enjoyed I, Tonya. I would have liked to have seen that get a bit more attention than it received. I have to say I was kind of surprised overstating it because the first Lego movie didn't get anything. But I guess a little, you know, I found it noteworthy that Lego Batman wasn't nominated for animated feature film, but The Boss Baby and Ferdinand were. And then sort of the Disaster Artist, I know everything going on with, you know, James Franco obviously is a factor, but that movie was very much part of the conversation earlier on, and then seemed to just kind of, with the exception of adapted screenplay nomination, it was pretty much gone. Also, you know, Logan and The Big Sick were great movies, and they were both sort of, you know, relegated to, I would have liked to have seen both of them recognized in more categories.
Yeah, like I said, I was surprised that it was really a kind of paint-by-numbers Oscar field, not a whole lot of surprises,
yeah.
Given the fact that we have such a, you know, a turnover in the voting blocks. I was expecting a little bit more representation by a little bit more diverse selection of films, but I mean, I can't guess with Get Out getting nominated and the big push for that film, I don't think we can argue too much about it.
Well, I think a lot of folks were probably disappointed that, you know, Mudbound wasn't really in the conversation more, but it certainly was a better showing by Netflix this year than in years past. So, yeah, I still wonder if there isn't like a Netflix stigma to a degree, like, you know, it's that if there still aren't voters who just think of it as, well, they're for TV, you know?
Yeah. So, Jim, what was one movie from 2017, regardless of awards prestige, that you thought was the best film of 2017?
Rock Dog. I'm kidding. Nobody knows Rock Dog. No, I'm not. I have not seen Rock Dog. It looks horrible.
It can't be any worse than Monster Trucks.
I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest. Like, there were a lot of movies I really enjoyed last year. I would say a sentimental favorite of mine was probably Spider-Man Homecoming. As much as I loved Logan and these in Blade Runner and all these other in War for the Planet of the Apes, I enjoyed. I think the thing I liked about Spider-Man was that it made me kind of fall in love with that character again. You know, that it was a character that, you know, sorry, my phone keeps beeping. It was a character that sort of was brought back to his roots in a lot of fundamental ways.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that.
All right.
I also liked I, Tonya and a lot of these, The Shape of Water and, you know, all the usual kind of suspects, Get Out, all that.
Well, I mean, I know that you talked a lot about I, Tonya just simply because of the different perspective that it brings with you, with your Boston background, having grown up with a lot of the other side of that story, the Nancy Kerrigan side of that story. So,
yeah, that was interesting to see, you know, a different take on it. Although I have read several, you know, pretty intriguing, compelling pieces about why this movie is bull and why, you know, she was totally not deserving of this sympathy. But I think the thing I reacted to in the movie is the story of this abused woman and sort of her, in the way the movie paints, even the way the media treated her as just another round of abuse she has to put up with. So yeah. I thought it was compelling in a lot of ways. I don't know. I certainly can't speak to if it's accurate.
Yeah. You know? All right, Jim. Well, we appreciate you giving us some time today. We know that you're very busy and you have some other work to do, but we appreciate you giving us some time this afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you all next time.
Yeah. Thanks, Jim. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.